who is fighting for his life. The sadness in his eyes revealed the torture of his soul as he raised the weak and weary hand to brush away the cold. Oh, 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 Billy. No warm lights flickered round him, no blankets there to fold. There was nothing but the howling wind and the driving rain so cold. Then he heard a whistle blowing in a dreamy kind of way, and the hobo seemed contented for his smile there where he lay. Oh, 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 Billy. Outside, the rain was falling on that lonely boxcar door, but the little form of Hobo Bill lay still upon the floor. And as the train sped through the darkness and the raging storm outside, no one knew that Hobo Bill was taking his last ride.
If his little narrative was just something to make the record sound good where he talked about this song or not, or if it was really a fact, if that's where he first heard this old song. It's called I Am a Pilgrim, and it really does show where the kind of the black blues music sound met up with the spiritual music singing, and it kind of merged them, made a mighty fine sound. I am a pilgrim and a stranger, drowning through this wearisome land. When I was just a little old boy and I got big enough to let me get out and run around a little at night by myself, I used to like to go to some of the old camp meetings and Brush Harbor meetings they had back then. The folks then used to sing a bunch of them old Christian harmony songs and different kinds of good old songs that got right to the heart of a feller, you know, and to the heart of the matter they was singing about. There's one especially that sticks in my mind a little more than the rest, and it's called I Am a Pilgrim.